Jai Radha Madhava Kuncha Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Thira Panachari Yamuna Thira Panachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Bihari Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Thira Panachari Yamuna Thira Panachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Bihari Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Kyanthimidandasya Kyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapatakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagala Raghunatham Pitham Tham Sajivam Sapaitam Savadutam Harichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Pithamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyate Shatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakal Darubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari
I am overwhelmed with gratitude to each and every one of you for being here today. Five hundred and one years ago, on this very day, on the auspicious event of the Kartik Purnima, the full moon of Krishna's Ras dance in Sri Vrindavan, and the culminating day of the month of Kartik, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first arrived in Vrindavan. And because we call this the Vrindavan forest, we thought it would be a good day for Lord Chaitanya to come here also. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it tells how Lord Chaitanya was always immersed in thoughts of separation from Vrindavan. Just the sound of the word Vrindavan increased the ecstasies of his praying, his love. Immersed always in the thoughts of Sri Sri Radha Govinda's Leelas in Sri Vrindavan Dham, he made so many efforts to come from Navadvip, from Gaya, from Katwa, from Jagannath Puri. But somehow or other, great souls always distracted him from coming to Vrindavan. Finally, when he was really on his way, just knowing he was on the path to Vrindavan, his Mahabhav, his prema increased hundreds of times. Crossing through the Jarikanda forest, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a forest so isolated, so alone from any other humans, where there was a large population of tigers, Bengali tigers, huge population of poisonous snakes, leopards, herds of wild elephants. But he was dancing and singing the names of Krishna, totally absorbed in one thought only, that he was on his way to Vrindavan. On this day, 501 years ago, when he actually entered Vrindavan, it is described his love, his Mahabhav increased limitlessly. Not just lakhs or crores, but limitlessly. And he remained in Vrindavan only for 2 months. And that was the only time he came directly. But in his heart, he was always in Vrindavan, in the mood of Sri Radha's love for Sri Krishna. And he came to this world especially to invite all the conditioned souls who were open their hearts to receive his mercy, to enter into the eternal pastimes of Vrindavan. Not only after we die, but in this very life. Because Vrindavan is truly the heart of a Vaishnava. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita tells that Krishna was thinking that I appear in so many incarnations, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharat. And so many people of so many religions worship me, honor me, as the great supreme creator, maintainer, destroyer of everything that exists, the ultimate cause of all causes, the absolute truth. But such a sense of reverence for my almighty opulences cripples the real sweetness of love. But in Vrindavan,
Although people have, everyone, all living beings of Vrindavan, they have fully realized my supremacy. But their love is so intimate that my role as the Supreme Godhead is put aside. And they love me as their friend. Sometimes they jump on my back in play, and sometimes I jump on their back. And sometimes we wrestle, and sometimes they win, and I feel so much happiness. Nanda Maharaj calls me to carry his shoes on my head. And I feel such joy putting his shoes on my head. Yashoda Mai, she chastises me. She ties me up with the rope of her love. And I feel infinitely more happiness experiencing her love as my mother than I do hearing when the gopis chastise me. It brings me millions of times more pleasure than even great Brahmins chanting the Vedic hymns. And Sri Radha and gopis in Madhurya Ras, they don't see me as God. They just see me as the ultimate object of love and the ultimate lover. And we dance forever. And they are willing to give up everything they have and everything they identify with just to give me even a moment's pleasure. In the age of Kali, a time of quarrel and hypocrisy, Krishna was thinking, I will descend and reveal the intimate prem of Sri Vrindavan Dham. I will descend with my closest associates of the spiritual world. And at the same time, I will establish the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga. Nam Sankirtan. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he doesn't just establish Nam Sankirtan. He establishes Prem Sankirtan. Through his Sankirtan movement, if we're simply sincere, he opens the doors to the rasas of Vrindavan for us. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita declares, Krishna only appears in his original form in this universe once in a day of Brahma. That's over 8 billion years. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in the Kali Yuga only once in a day of Brahma after Lord Sri Krishna. And how he appears in the hearts of his devotees is revealed through the love of his own devotees. Mahajano yena katasa panta. Lord Chaitanya taught that the path of perfection is to follow in the footsteps of great souls. Any study of knowledge, acquisition of scriptural information, tapasya, austerities, giving and charity. These alone cannot actually bring us to pure unalloyed devotion. Anyabhilashita sunyam jnana karmanya navidam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktirutam. Rupa Goswami begins Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu with this principle. What is pure devotion, bhakti? It is undiluted. There's not a trace of desire for selfish sense gratification. Either the things of this world, the heavenly worlds. There's no trace of desire for mystic cities, miraculous powers. There's not even a desire for liberation from suffering. The only desire is to please Krishna through favorable devotional service. How do we understand how to practice that? It's only possible when we follow in the footsteps of the great souls. Because in this world, we all have these false egos. The ahankar is so deep and so wide and so high. Practically limitless, and it's covering every soul, every atma in the conditioned state. Unless we transcend the false ego, we cannot truly understand Krishna. We all have our opinions based on our conditionings. But the acharyas warn us that unless we tadviti pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastvata darshana, unless we accept that I don't know and follow in the footsteps of the acharyas, and we have literatures which give great histories of these acharyas, and our gurus are teaching us how to follow in the footsteps of the acharyas. Then Krishna consciousness becomes very simple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that devotional service is very rare, pure devotion. It is very rare because it can never be attained. It is given. No matter what we do, we can never attain devotional service. However clever we are, however we could fast from food, water, and air for millions of births and never even approach it. We could give hundreds of billions of rupees in charity at every second and not achieve it. We could memorize every scripture that has ever been revealed to the world and never approach it. Pure devotional service is given by Sri Radharani through her agents. So it's very rare, but it's easy to achieve. if we are sincere, if we are serious, and if we have no ulterior motives. When we practice Krishna consciousness in this mode, Krishna is pleased. Sam siddhir hari toshana. Advaitacharya, a great devotee, an incarnation of Mahavishnu, appeared as a Brahman and was living in Shantipur and Navadvip. He could see past, present, and future. He was looking around him then, just over 500 years ago. How even in the name of Navadvip, the high seat of learning of the Vedas in all of India, there was such corruption, not so many misconceptions, and the ego was covering people over so much. People think they're great when they have no real greatness at all from a spiritual perspective. Religion is taken to be irreligion, irreligion is taken to be religion. These are symptoms of Kali Yuga. And as it progresses, people's capacity to remember, to follow anything, diminishes. He made a vow that he would bring Krishna personally to this world. He was fasting. He was on the banks of the Ganga, offering the water of the Ganges and tulsi leaves, and with tears flooding his eyes, he was crying out for Krishna to come. Not for himself, but for us. Advaita Prabhu was the personification of compassion. Paradukaduki, in the highest and deepest sense. To feel others' suffering is my own suffering. Others' happiness is my own happiness. And interestingly, at that time, Navadvip was, there was not much poverty. It was a very wealthy place. Materially, almost everybody thought they were happy. Something we don't see practically anywhere in this world today. But he was crying even for them. Sukadukada. This happiness of temporary experiences due to circumstances is not happiness at all. This is the principle of Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. We are not this body, we are the eternal soul. Happiness is not a mental state. Happiness is not a physical experience. Happiness is the nature of the soul. The jiva. And for those who are truly compassionate, they cannot be satisfied just giving some pleasure to a person's body or mind, because they know it's unreal. Matras parashas tukonte asitos na sukadukada. It's coming and going. And death will take it all away. And in Kali Yuga, there's so many other conditions that take it away before death. So compassion is to understand that the soul bereft of love of God is in a lamentable situation. And that's the way Advaitacharya was seeing all of us. He was seeing you and me, and our parents, and our grandparents, and all our descendants, and everyone else's descendants, in all species of life. That was his vision. And he was crying. He could not bear it. He was absorbed in ecstatic love for Krishna. So why should he care about us? He had everything. But that's the nature of one who has ecstatic love for Krishna. They feel the sufferings of everyone. That's love. He was calling in his prayers with such sincerity that Krishna in the spiritual world could not refuse. He descended to this world. Why Lord Chaitanya came? There were three external and three internal reasons. He came to respond to the loving compassion of Advaita. He came to fulfill his promise. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanama dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. To descend to this world to reestablish the principles of dharma. And he came as the Yuga avatar to establish the Sankirtan movement. The internal reasons of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent are described elaborately by our acharyas. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shaktiratma. The Absolute Truth is one, but that one eternally is two. In order to enjoy the dynamic reciprocation of love, Bhagavan becomes Radha Krishna. Sri Radha is the Ladini Shakti. Krishna is the source of everything that exists. He's the Vishaya Vigraha. He's the ultimate object of love. And Sri Radha is the Ashray Vigraha. She is the ultimate abode of love. She is the supreme lover. He is the supreme beloved. And all love that exists in all spiritual and material worlds have as their origin the love between Radha and Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita Krishna tales Vedaham Samatitani Varatamanani Chajina Bhavishani Chabutani Mamtu Vedana Kashtana. I know everything, past, present, future, and I know all beings. But no one can know me in full. Krishna knows everything. As the Paramatma, he's in the heart of every living being. Each of us has a personal little Paramatma within our hearts. who is the Almighty God, none different than Virat Rupa, none different than Krishna in Vrindavan. A manifestation, an expansion. And that Paramatma personally follows you wherever you go. Never sleeps. Hears every word. Hears every thought. Sees every action. And remembers everything that we have done in all of our previous lives. Some people are proud of what they can accomplish. Krishna, just by his will, creates all the universes within the cosmic manifestation and has expanded his pleasure potency, his Ladini Shakti, to all the Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual world. He knows everything. But Krishna himself, when he sees the nature of Sri Radha's love, he comes to his own realization that I cannot understand the sweetness of her love. I will descend into this into the material world with the complexion and the Mahabhava of Sri Radharani. To understand the glories of Sri Radha's love. To understand the wonderful qualities in himself that she alone relishes through her love. To understand the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. Those are the three mysteries that Krishna pursued. And he descended into this world. Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Krishna with the love and the complexion of Radha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. Sri Radha and Krishna become one in the form of Lord Chaitanya. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his supreme compassion, came to reveal and to bestow Sri Radha's love to the conditioned souls of this age of Kali, to whoever would open their hearts to accept it. When he was Nimai Pandit, he was the crest jewel of all scholars. In those days, scholarship was the most popular achievement. People didn't receive 500 years ago in India, people really didn't respect you because of your wealth. They didn't really respect you so much because of your being a great athlete or an actor or an actress, but they respected you if you were a scholar. So Nimai became the world's greatest scholar. He defeated the Digvijay Keshav Kashmiri, who was the greatest scholar in all directions. But then he gave it all up. He went to Gaya. There he met his guru, Ishwarapuri. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon taking initiation, for the first time, really exposed to the world Radha's love that was within his heart. He played the role of a devotee to teach us how to be a devotee. And when he returned to Navadvip, he established the Sankirtan movement. In Srivasangam, the house of his dear devotee, Srivas's wife, Malini, every night, all night, they would perform kirtan. Sometimes all day and all night. It was there that he revealed his Mahaprakash Leela. Because the devotees knew that he was Krishna. He was teaching by example. If anyone called him Krishna or Vishnu, he would block his ears with his hands and cry out, "Never ever say that. You will ruin my devotion. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna." That was always his mood. He taught us the highest aspiration that we could yearn for is Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Das Anudas. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, Anu, of the Lord of the Gopis. Those who aspire to become God those who aspire to annihilate their individuality, to merge into the supreme oneness, are actually deprived of the greatest of all spiritual treasures, to be attracted to Krishna's unlimited beauty, sweetness, and love. Param drispani vartate. During the Mahaprakash, Lord Chaitanya, he did something extraordinary. He sat on the throne of Vishnu and accepted his devotees' worship. He told Srivas to sing the Abhishekam song. And as we had Abhishekam for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our temple today, they were bathing him in the same way, but for many more hours than we did. And for those hours, the devotees felt such happiness of loving reciprocation. And gradually, Lord Chaitanya took the Sankirtan movement outside the house of Srivas, into the streets, into people's homes. He taught such a simple message. It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what you've done. Just worship Krishna. Live in a mood of a servant of Krishna. Chant Krishna's names. Hear about Krishna. Be with Krishna's devotees. Do it at your homes. Do it in your wherever you're working. wherever you are, while you're eating, as far as possible while you're sleeping. There's no hard and fast rules. Just chant these holy names. And wherever he saw anyone sincerely chanting, he would embrace that person. He would say, I am your property. You are my life and soul. The Chand Qazi, who was the political power at that time, he began to persecute the devotees, torture them, punish them in so many ways. And it was then when Lord Chaitanya, just by his words, today I will lead the kirtan to the house of Chand Qazi. Let us see what he will do to me. Everyone come. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people gathered at Lord Chaitanya's home. And they had a procession to Chand Qazi's house. Chand Qazi was quite afraid. He had his armies, his militaries, his police force, but they were being consumed by the sound of the holy names. And ultimately, when he met Lord Chaitanya, he was transformed and accepted love for Krishna as his heart and soul. Soon after, Sri Chaitanya took sannyas in Katwa so that he could travel freely throughout the land and give the gift of prema bhakti. But such gratitude, such humility, when he saw the tears of his widowed mother, he promised her, whatever you want me to do, I will do. She said, don't go to Vrindavan as you desire. The same Krishna that lives in Vrindavan lives in Puri as Jagannath. Be there. He toured South India and Western India for 2 years. And eventually, he came to Vrindavan. And the last 18 years of his Leela, he revealed to the world the ecstasies of Sri Radha's love for Krishna in her feelings of separation in Jagannath Puri. After he took sannyas, his former wife, Vishnupriya, was given his murti, his deity. That deity of Sri Gauranga is still there in Navadvip today. How did she worship Sri Gauranga? With sincere love. She would chant the names of her beloved on a grain of rice. One grain of rice at a time, she would chant. Put that grain aside throughout the day. And whatever grain she put, she would cook it and offer it to the murti of Gauranga. Such devotion. Krishna's bhava grahi janardana. He doesn't accept what we offer him. He accepts the love in which it's offered. From the largest aspect of our offerings to the smallest detail, a devotee wants to put their love. Love is not just a sentiment. Love means really, this is for your pleasure, Sri Krishna. A mother's love is not always what feels good for her. It's what's best for her child. That's love. Even if it's difficult for us, even if it makes us feel miserable, the misery of serving with love is a much deeper, greater pleasure than just trying, than just experiencing some pleasure. Our pleasure is Krishna's pleasure. Just imagine when you're cooking at home, she wanted every grain of rice to be completely saturated with her, with all of her heart's devotion for Krishna's pleasure, for Lord Gauranga's pleasure. In this way, she established the principle of deity worship. When Lord Chaitanya met Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, the six Goswamis, he gave them four instructions. He said, I want to stay in Vrindavan, but my mother won't let me. For her pleasure, I'm in Puri. So everything I want to do in Vrindavan, I am entrusting you to do. Bring the Vedic literatures there, a library, and extract the very essence of all the shastras, which is prema bhakti, in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. The crest jewel of all Vedic literatures is the Srimad Bhagavatam. It culminates with the 10th canto, and the 10th canto culminates with Radha's love for Sri Krishna and Krishna's love for Sri Radha. That's the essence of all knowledge. He told the Goswamis that they should exemplify through every detail of their life what it means to be a Vaishnava, how to live as a Vaishnava. And particularly in their case, for one in the renounced order. And he told them to rediscover and excavate the holy places of Krishna's Leela throughout Sri Brajbhumi, because so many had been hidden or forgotten. And he told them to establish temples, to discover the ancient deities of Krishna from long back, installed by Vajranav, the great grandson of Krishna, Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, Srinathji Gopal. To establish the deities, the temple, and the worship. There are many histories describing the love of the devotees for their deities. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was worshipping his self-manifested Shalagram Shila that became Sri Radha Raman. He was worshipping Radha Raman with such simple, sweet love. According to Bhakti Ratnakar, he was feeling guilty. He was remembering his childhood. He was living in Sri Rangam. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at his house for 4 months and revealed himself as Krishna. Stole his heart. Little Gopal would massage the Lord's feet and his legs and do simple little services for him. During those 4 months, Lord Chaitanya bestowed such compassion upon Gopal. Transformed his father, Venkata Bhatta, his uncle, Prabodhananda Saraswati, Trimala Bhatta. And he told Gopal Bhatta that as long as your mother and father are living, you should be here with them to serve them. But always remember Krishna and study under great lovers of the Lord. So he followed that. And many years later, he went to Vrindavan and Sri Radharaman was revealed to him. But he was thinking, who am I to be worshiping Krishna? After all, it's Sri Gauranga that has completely blessed my life. I owe everything to Sri Gauranga. How could I be worshiping Krishna? Sri Gauranga's mercy is all that I'm made of. And he was crying, feeling ashamed. And in that bhav, in that state of love and separation, he looked up and the murti of Sri Radharaman had become Sri Gauranga. The beautiful golden complexion. Large lotus eyes that were practically reaching his ears. His nose like a sesame flower. His lips like the bimba fruit. His complexion like resplendent gold. Then Sri Gauranga again became Radharaman. And Gopal understood there's no difference. And in worshipping Sri Radharaman, I am worshipping Sri Gauranga. He has come to me in this form. Sri Rupa Goswami he had written the most glorious literature, Ujjwala Nilamani, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Upadeshamrita, and so many other literatures. He had discovered with his brother Sanatan, with his nephew, with others, revealed Vrindavan to the world, but he still was not satisfied. Because Gauranga told him to find the deity of Radha Govinda. And he searched everywhere. He was sitting on the bank of the Yamuna, feeling I could not serve my Lord properly. And a little Gopa, cowherd boy, came up to him and said, Babaji, why are you looking so sad? And he explained, and the little boy said, oh, Radha Govinda, I know where Govindaji is, come. And he took him to the Gomatil, a little hill. He said, you see that cow letting her milk down on the top of the hill with nobody milking her? That's, she's giving her milk to Radha Govinda. Then the little boy left. And Rupa Goswami came to the understanding at that point that this little boy was Krishna. And I didn't even offer him respect. I didn't offer him prayers. I didn't offer anything. But he's given me a seva. So he brought Brijavasis together and they dug in the ground. And just after digging for a few minutes, there was the beautiful form of Govindaji. And what was the first thing Rupa Goswami did? He sent a letter to Sri Gauranga in Puri explaining that Govindaji has been discovered. He was doing everything to please his Lord. And Sri Gauranga was reciprocated. His own personal assistant, Kashishwar Pandit, he told him, you should go. You're such a good servant. You see to every detail. You should go to Vrindavan and assist Rupa Goswami in his seva to Govindaji. Kashishwar was very sad. He didn't want to go to Vrindavan. His Vrindavan was in his service to Sri Gauranga in Puri. He didn't say anything. But Sri Chaitanya recognized the feelings of his heart. He said, I will come with you to Vrindavan. And Sri Chaitanya manifested a little deity. It's a deity of Krishna playing flute. And he said, I am in this deity. I am this deity. And you place this deity at the feet of Radha Govinda, just beside him. And whenever you look at this little deity, you will see me. The deity is still there in Jaipur. His name is Gaur Govinda. Jiva Goswami became the next Acharya after Rupa and Sanatan. And at that time, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and Shamananda studied with him. After several years, they were sent back to Bengal and Orissa to spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Narottam was in Khetri, his birthplace, he was greeted by all the villagers with so much respect and affection. He was meditating on the mercy of Sri Gauranga. And he had a vision. Sri Gauranga appeared to him like a dream and told Narottam Das Thakur that I am residing in a silo that's infested with venomous snakes. Please come. I'm waiting for you. I've been waiting a long time for you. Just ask around where there's a where there are silos infested with snakes. So Narottam woke up, and everybody in the town knew about these silos. It was a very wealthy man named Vipra. And they said, they showed him the way. Narottam came, the wealthy man was so happy to see a saintly person, so effulgent, so full of compassion, so full of spiritual joy, has come to see me, to bless me. And Narottam asks, where's your silos? He said, they're over there. And Narottam started walking. And the wealthy man tried to stop him. He said, no, don't go there. Don't even take another step in that direction. I put large quantities of my rice there. But every one of those silos were filled with venomous snakes. But it's a huge investment of mine. I couldn't go near them. I sent tantrics, snake charmers. They all did everything they possibly could, but the snakes just hissed louder. So finally, I just had to accept that it's a loss. I just have to go on with my life. Narottam said, I have some service in those silos. He said, no, you can't go. You will die. You cannot go. I will not let you. And Narottam smiled. He said, I have nothing to fear. But there's something inside of your silos which will astonish you. And as Narottam Das Thakur was walking toward those silos, not only the wealthy man, but everybody in the town was screaming at him to stop. He walked right into the silo. He opened the door. And something incredible happened. All these thousands of venomous snakes, poison snakes, came out of the silos and went into the forest. And Narottam walked in, and a few minutes later he came out with the deity of Sri Gauranga and his consort. Everyone was astonished. As he was walking, carrying Sri Gauranga's murti, who was resplendent like gold, hundreds of people were following him, all chanting the holy names. He came to his room, where he was residing, and put Sri Gauranga in a nice place. Then he bowed down, he prostrated himself and looked up at the beauty of Sri Gauranga. And as he was gazing at Sri Gauranga's murti, and Sri Gauranga's murti was gazing at him, Sri Chaitanya manifested within his heart so much of an ecstasy of love. And that manifested in Narottam through a beautiful song, a kirtan like no one in the creation has ever heard before. He was singing. He was dancing, gazing upon Sri Gauranga. And everybody around was mystified. He established a line of kirtan that is still present today. The beautiful songs, the prayers of Narottam Das Thakur Srila Prabhupada explains they're written in very simple, common Bengali language. But because of their devotion, they encapsulate all the knowledge of all the Vedas in essence. This was at a time that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already departed from this world. And Sri Chaitanya inspired Narottam Das to install that deity of Sri Gauranga on Gaur Purnima, on Lord Chaitanya's birthday. That was the first ceremony of Gaur Purnima ever. Janava Devi presided as the leading acharya. So the worship of the Murti of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has great history. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in most of his temples, he established Sri Radha, Govinda, Gandharvika Giridhari, and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we approach Sri Sri Radha Krishna through the mercy, through the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He's Krishna in the mood of Radha, teaching us how to be loving servants of the servants of the servants of Sri Radha in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada, when he was on Jaladuta, that cargo ship crossing the Arabian Sea, having heart attacks, after 38 days at sea, going to a place, he had no money, he didn't know anyone. He wrote in his diary that he's feeling so much separation from Vrindavan, from Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, and Radha Damodar. He's feeling so much separation from his beloved Lord. But I am going to this place because it is the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is coming through my Guru Maharaj. And he established Gornitai deities throughout the world. And in New York, and in Calcutta, in many places he established Radha, Krishna, and Sri Gauranga. So here at Govardhan Eco Village, on the day of Kartik Purnima, Sri Gauranga has come. We have all come together to welcome him here. And he has come to welcome us into the spiritual world. So that's a little explanation of what's going on today. Vasu Ghosh, he prayed in separation of Sri Gauranga. What would have been my fate what would have been the purpose of my life, and what would have been the condition of the world if Sri Gauranga had not come? How would we have understood the beautiful, loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna and how to enter them? Not artificially, not through imagination, through seva. If we chant the holy name sincerely, if we serve sincerely as servant of the servant of the servant, then gradually we will develop a true taste, a true attraction and attachment for Krishna. We should never think we're advanced. The nature of the ego, if you make even enough advancement that's half the size of a mustard seed, you will think you're a great Paramahamsa. That's the illusion. Now I am advanced. In Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya, at one time he jumped in the Ganga. We cannot imitate, but we could understand the lesson. He jumped in Ganga, and Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu jumped in the Ganga after him because there was crocodiles in there and he was underwater, and they pulled him out and said, "Why did you do that?" He said, "Why should I go on living? I have no love for Krishna. If I even had one drop of love for Krishna, I could not be living in this body in separation from him. The fact that I'm still living and breathing means I have no love for Krishna." That's Radharani's mood. And we're thinking we're so advanced because we know some things. We've accomplished some things. Trinadapi sunichena turori basi hishnuna amani namanadena kirtaniya sadahari. The whole process of the awakening of true love begins when we come to this state of being more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. Happy to give all respect to others and not expecting or demanding respect for ourselves. In this mood, we can taste the sweetness of the holy names because Krishna reveals himself. Sri Radha reveals herself in her names. And then we can chant constantly. Is it time for arti yet? I've been just going on waiting for a message. And I could probably keep going on, but I don't want to. So I don't know how many of you are going to fit in this temple. But at this time, we are about to have the first arti ceremony for Sri Gauranga, Sri Radha, Vrindavan Bihari. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Some important announcements before you proceed to the temple hall for the aarti. So roughly around 3,000 devotees have come here today for this function, and the temple hall capacity is roughly 1,500. So it's very clear that everyone will not get darshan at the same time. But if we cooperate with each other, then few devotees can go ahead, they can take darshan and they come out, and then others can take darshan. So this is a humble request to all the devotees who will go inside the temple hall that after you take darshan, kindly cooperate with the other devotees who are waiting for darshan and then proceed for the Prasadam hall. Prasadam arrangements have been made for everyone. Prasadam is already started. While going to the Prasadam hall, kindly don't carry your footwear there because there are not enough arrangements for carrying your footwear there. So please keep your footwear outside the temple hall and proceed for Prasadam. So humble request to everyone.